How we doing today, guy?
All right.
Good.
See from Anthony, first regular season game.
I think for a first game, I think, you know, him getting acclimated just to the speed of it. And I think he went out, he prepared hard. You could tell it showed over in the game. I thought he reacted very good. I thought he did a nice job for his first, you know, regular season game. I thought he did a nice job.
Has he come along maybe a little further than you guys thought? Just the fact that he's doing so many different things.
Well, you know, from day one, we've sort of started him, giving him bits and pieces and just kind of expanded on it as we've gone through, you know, the process. And I think he's handled the process well. He's able to transfer stuff from the classroom out here to the practice field. And, you know, we saw him growing steadily, and we kept adding a little bit more just to see how much he could handle and, you know, where we are right now, and just keep progressing as we keep moving down the road as he keeps familiarizing himself with a lot of the things and the different packages that we're working.
He talked yesterday about one of the things that he needs to work on is alignments. What does he mean when he says that?
Well, you know, different formations. I mean, offenses are in so many different formations, and there's so many shifts and motions, especially with the team that we just played, that, you know, there's always, you know, you got to bump over backfield sets, you got to bump over if it's 2x2, motion of 3x1. So that's sort of what he's talking about there. And it's just a matter of realizing that the coverage is changing or whatever as far as his alignments and his assignments.
That'll make it physically easier if he can get that mental part, I assume, right? I
mean, right. Well, it's just something in his toolbox to help him as far as getting leverage on things that we need him to do by call.
Do coaches in this league get fired up to go against Bill Belichick?
I think this is a competitive league. I think week in and week out, I think it really has. I mean, coaches are going to be fired up for their next opponent. Concentration and focus that it takes just to do each week for each opponent to come out here every day and try to get the players better to do that. I think it's more involvement as far as game planning and what you're trying to do to stop what the offense has than really the person that it is.
What did Miami do to slow down Gronkowski?
They did a nice job. You know, they did a lot of different things as far as mixing, matching coverages, mixing and matching different people that were matched up on him in the coverage aspect of it. So from that aspect of it, I think they did, you know, they got him off balance a little bit. And I don't think he played as much as he normally did, you know, in the past. But, you know, he's still a tough cover. I mean, he can really stretch the field vertical. He has nice hands, does a good job of body positioning down the field to get a chance to jump and catch the ball. So he's definitely a tough matchup for anybody in this league.
What challenges does Vereen pose, especially when they try to spread teams out?
Excuse me, say what?
Shane Vereen, what kind of challenges does he pose?
He's an excellent back out of the backfield. He has good hands. He runs good routes. He's got the speed to take your vertical, his option routes and things. He does all of the little nuances at a back that you would want out of a back as far as leveraging the coverage and being able to beat it. And it looks like Brady has all the confidence in the world at throwing the ball. So he went out last week, and you could see. I mean, they really got him running a lot of routes down the field, a lot of option routes and wheel routes and those kind of things. But, you know, you can just tell they're very comfortable with him and their package and getting him out in space and, you know, getting him against backers and trying to get him one-on-one.
How has the communication been with Chad wearing the headset?
It's been fine. I mean, we started this process a long time ago. I think he's comfortable with it. I think the guys were comfortable with it this weekend. So from that aspect of it, we just keep working, and, you know, he'll continue to get better at it. But I think he did a great job of handling it. Chad is a guy that's going to pay attention to the details, and we didn't anticipate that being a problem, as it wasn't. He's a true pro. He came out and did a nice job with the communication defensively up front and in the back end.
Where does Gronkowski rank in terms of matchup difficulties across the league?
I mean, each week there's a whole different set of problems, you know, from, you know, the different types of receivers that you face, the different backs that you face. But, I mean, he's a good receiver for them. I mean, he does an excellent job at the tight end, and he's one of the top guys in the league at that position. So, you know, he missed a lot of time last year with injuries, but you could just see him in the game. I mean, he's still a good matchup down the field, tough matchup for us defensively.
We saw Barr in the slot a little bit in base packages on Sunday. Is that something that he could potentially do, is line up against tight ends and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on what we're doing package-wise from week to week and what we see as the best matchups coverage-wise. So from that aspect of it, that's what it boils down to each week as far as our preparation and game plan.
How closely does that rotation you used along the defensive line, how closely does that resemble what you guys want to go forward with?
Well, I mean, you know, we had talked about rotating guys and filling different roles. That's the whole thing, is we're trying to take the guys that we have, take their skill set, and try to implement them into different packages to get what we're trying to get accomplished. So from week to week, that's what we kind of look at. Coach Zimmer does a great job of before we even get going, just, you know, talking about play count and those kind of things, and watching guys what their jobs are going to the game and what we're expecting out of them and that kind of thing. So from that aspect of it, it's a big picture thing, and he kind of controls that and kind of, you know, as we materialize through the week, what we're using and asking guys to do.
What you saw from Harrison Smith, not only in coverage, but you guys moved him up the line quite a bit.
Yeah, we thought he had a good day. I mean, he had some missed opportunities. He had another couple sacks he probably could have had. And, you know, the interception return for a touchdown was a big play. But, you know, Harrison's been consistent throughout, you know, this whole process in the offseason and, you know, going into the preseason. So from that aspect of it, we're pleased with where he's at right now, just looking for him to continue to keep growing in the roles that we're asking him to grow in.
But Josh Robinson, he's a guy that's come kind of a long way from the beginning of training camp. Seemed like he had a pretty nice game Sunday. What was your evaluation?
Yeah, he did a good job. He's a guy that missed a lot of time. He's fought through some injuries, so the technical and fundamental part, we're still working to clean up, which we knew coming into it because, you know, he missed all that time. But, again, we're just challenging our guys to come out here and compete each day, take, you know, whatever we're facing that week offensively and who we're matching them against, that kind of thing, and just try to continue to get better from week to week.
Good.
Good. Thanks, right. I'm good. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.